Nebraska Extension Almanac.
It's harvest time for home gardeners, and when you're done picking your produce, you've got one more chore to do before colder weather sets in, and that's cleaning up. Fall garden cleanup helps you get a head start when it's time to plant next spring, but it also benefits you by removing any disease material that can infect next year's garden. Nebraska Extension plant diagnostician Kyle Broderick says fall sanitation along with crop rotation are good strategies to keep plant disease to a minimum.
Well, fall is just around the corner, and it's time to start thinking about everybody's favorite fall chores, garden cleanup. And some of the things that we can do to help mitigate disease next year, such as sanitation and rotating our vegetables. Well, almost every garden has tomatoes. However, one of the things we're starting to see this time of year are a lot of rots and spots develop on either the tomato fruit or on the leaves. And if you leave the diseased leaves and fruit on the ground for the next season, that can provide a source for the bacteria and fungi that cause these diseases to overwinter. And then next spring, if you plant tomatoes in the same place, you can have that much disease pressure earlier on. For this reason, it's very important to rotate one's crops. When looking at tomatoes, you really want to do a rotation of about 3 years away. Not only do you want to not plant tomatoes in the area, but really any other plant that's in the same family as tomatoes can likely get the same diseases that tomatoes can get. So you'll want to make sure to rotate those for at least 3 years to really clean up the area. And here at our squashes as well, we have plenty of other diseases developing, such as powdery and downy mildew. Both of these fungal pathogens will survive on the dead tissue over winter, and then again next spring just serves as that much more inoculum for the next season. So always just rotate your crops as well as sanitation.
Cleaning up spent plant material and making a plan to rotate your crops around your backyard garden are a great way to minimize disease problems. Getting rid of damaged plants, leaves, and rotted produce is the first defense against these kinds of problems for next year's garden. A lot of gardeners would tell you to throw it on the compost pile and let nature take its course. Kyle says you might want to rethink that.
So the question becomes, what do we do with all of this disease yard waste? You may think throwing it in the compost pile is the best bet. However, a lot of these diseases can survive your typical home compost pile. Many home compost piles don't reach the temperatures needed to really kill a lot of these diseases. So the diseased tissue, leave it out of the compost pile and instead burn it or dispose of it with your normal community yard waste. Again, fall is just around the corner, and using a few of these easy techniques such as sanitation and rotation of your vegetables, you should really help have a safe, clean garden next year that should be mostly disease-free.
So this time of year is a time for you to enjoy all of your hard labor over the spring and summer by harvesting and eating your fresh produce. Just don't forget that you've got one more chore to do by cleaning up the area, putting non-disease material on the compost pile, disposing of the disease material, and make a note to plant your fruits and vegetables in different areas of the garden next year. Keeping your garden clean and sanitized like this will help keep disease problems from popping up on next year's crop. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.